Hello, everyone, and welcome to another EduGuardian podcast. My name is Dr. Estella Chavoux, and I am happy to share another EduGuardian podcast with you. Our goal at EduGuardian is to help you champion your human potential in Christ, and we do this through our weekly podcasts that God has given us to share with you. For more information on EduGuardian, please go to our website at eduguardian.com or join our EduGuardian Facebook page. This week's podcast is titled Honor Our Body, the Temple for the Holy Spirit. So what does it mean to honor our bodies? Well, in 1 Corinthians 10:31, we are told to do whatever we do to the glory of God. If you choose to not follow a healthy lifestyle, to not eat in a healthy manner, to not practice self-control, to not exercise, or do not take care of your body, you're choosing really not to honor God. And that's just some worldly examples. This Bible study is to remind you of the importance of taking care of our bodies. The Holy Spirit is the temple in our bodies for good health mentally, physically, and spiritually. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you in thanks and praise. Please let the words from my mouth honor and provide nourishment for your flock. It is hard to remember just how important our bodies are to you. I ask that this Bible study helps us realize the precious gift of our bodies as they house your Holy Spirit. May the words of my mouth and the direction you guide us give us the right path to choose. Let us live daily in the celebration of life, our bodies, and in love. Amen. This Bible study has a lot about the book of the Corinthians, and that's where mainly it dwells in. And that is where Paul addressed how we are to actually honor our body. And he talks about sexual immorality, but there are a lot of other things that go along with this. One of the things that God asked us to do is be really mindful of whatever we do, because the body is a temple representing God. And so if you think about the big picture of that, if our body is the temple of God, what would God do? I love that phrase. What would Jesus do? You know, our body is that temple. So we have to really think about that. So we need to examine that further. And by doing that, we need to understand what is meant by our bodies being the temple and what the Holy Spirit has given to us. First, the Bible tells us that the body is a temple, as I mentioned before. In 1 Corinthians 3:16, it asks us, "Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you?" You know, that is a question sometimes I think we forget. I know I forget that, as I'm sure many of you do. But we have to remember that when Jesus went to heaven, he left his Holy Spirit, this powerful Spirit he left for us, and it lives in us. So we must learn to honor this sacrificial gift by taking care of our bodies. And that means taking care of our bodies in a variety of ways, mentally, spiritually, and physically. If we don't, how do we expect to do the work that God has given to us? God left us here to do good works and to be his, he has a plan for all of us. But if we're in the wrong lifestyle or choice that burdens us and that inhibits us from being who he wants us to be and being a vessel for God, then we are limiting what God expects us to do. We're limiting the work that he gives to us, and we're doomed for failure. The Bible also tells us that we were given the Holy Spirit, which was for us to witness him. Now, industry. And here's a scripture in Acts 1:8. It talks about, but you will receive the holy power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. So there's power in the Holy Spirit, right, guys? And you will also be my witness in Jerusalem and all Judea and all Samaria and to the end of the earth. So I know many of us talk about when is the end and where does the world end. To the end of the earth, we have the to be a witness. And that holy witnessing him comes with getting the Holy Spirit. A better way or another way to explain is that it means that the gift of the Holy Spirit gives us great power. We are powerful in Jesus Christ. To utilize this, though, we must take all that the Holy Spirit gives us and learn how to use it, through the visions he gives us, through our hearing, through our experience, and to share the testimony of and the truth that God gives us from the Lord to everyone. Our bodies can't do this if we're burdened by things that are damaging our bodies and our overall health. I know firsthand that my training, from my training and coaching, that making health is a priority. It's hard to make it a priority, and it's complicated. And this is why we push and we spiral in all kinds of just directions. My recent move to another country has thrown me off, right? I'm on and off, and I'm not consistent. And sometimes the devil puts in my mind where you don't know the language, there's restrictions. If you go to a class, you won't be able to follow. Bottom line is we need to just go and do it. The COVID restrictions, all of the things that are happening, they're always going to be problematic things because Satan puts it in front of us. We must remember that God's got us covered. God got us covered in all truths. He will make the way and he will get us back on track no matter what obstacles Satan puts in our way. So let's throw out the door all these I can't and I won't and it might not happen. We have the Holy Spirit, which is power. I've also been led to share some things that may help you practice honoring your body better. And I think this is really important in the day and age where we live, where there's so many temptations out there. Some things that seem like a lot of fun, but can lead you in the wrong way. So the first thing is honor God by discerning the nourishment that you take in your body. You know, we need to pray before we eat. And you don't have to pray necessarily loud with everyone. Just say a silent prayer. Thank you, Jesus. And there's a reason for this. 1 Corinthians 11:29 says, for those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ, eat and drink judgment on themselves. This is further explained in Paul when he addressed the Corinthians during the Last Supper. So you see, at the Corinthians, the church members in the Corinthians had failure to love and care for each other because it was customary for them to celebrate communion together. And the wealthier Corinthians ate a full meal while others went hungry. Paul corrected them by first pointing out that Jesus' origination of the Lord's Supper and its core meaning, they weren't living. The bread and the cup point to the death of Jesus Christ. Such sacrificial love ought to be remembered and practiced by Christians, even and especially when celebrating the Lord's Supper. So we called him out on it. And I'm sure some of us do. We might go somewhere and have our nice meals and forget about maybe walking past that homeless person on the street. Not saying that we can change necessarily that, but I remember one of the things that a dear friend of mine would always do is when she didn't eat her home meal, rather than leave it on the table, she would wrap it up and just give it to someone on the streets. All I say this to say is that this is an example of us needing to honor, and our Greek means, in the Greek word, the honor means discern or judge our body and pay attention to the body of Christ. The body of Christ is everywhere, right? The body of Christ in Christians gathering, our body of Christ, maybe on a homeless person on the streets. We need to be called to love for one another. Food is not only our only nourishment, though, to ourselves, but we should be an examination of ourselves and how we treat others. So all of that counts, not only the nourishment we're getting for the food, but also how we eat the food and how we respect and honor others, even those present and not present. The second thing, we must honor God by acknowledging the physical strength of the Holy Spirit. Isaiah 58:11 says, and the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your desires in scorched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watering garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. You will not fail in Christ, guys. Although you may feel weak, especially when you're stricken with illness, we must call on God and his spirit within us to raise us and restore health. Some people think these miracles of God happen in the old days, but I totally believe it happens all the time. I think it happens when we don't even acknowledge. I mean, you may feel a pain. That pain could have been cancer, but God heals it. That pain, it could have been a heart attack, but God heals it. We have to acknowledge that in pain and in health, we must know that the Holy Spirit is there for us. And the last thing, but not least, is honor God by acting on the Holy Spirit's mental power. Second Timothy 1:7 says, the Spirit of God gave us, does not make us timid, but it gives us power, love, and self-discipline. This means that God has called us to step out on faith and know that we have the power to do it. You guys, the Holy Spirit gives us power, love, and discipline. I know we're in difficult times, and many of us feel mentally unsure from day to day, especially with all this going on in the world now. Plagues, diverse actions, earthquakes, and weird weather, and all the things that are happening. But God has us covered. We might even question why. Why is all this happening? And also develop these internal fears. And these internal fears have us doubt the mental power that we have. Remember that God is above all things and all of this. And we must ask the Holy Spirit in us to make us strong mentally and give us the intellect to be self-disciplined in all areas of our body so that if we are that, we will get the power and love to push through when needed. We all fall into sadness and depression, but push through with the Holy Spirit because it's in your body. All you do have to call on, you just have to call on it. And I'll leave you with this. The Holy Spirit enables Christian life by dwelling in the individual believers, allowing them to live a righteous and faithful life. It acts as a comforter, intercedes, supports, and acts as an advocate, particularly in times of trial. I empower you all to let the Holy Spirit lead you in all truth. When we do this, our body will honor and will intercede, support, and act as God would have us in all aspects of our mental, spiritual, and physical life. Amen.